You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast. I'm your host, James Edwards, co-hosting with me this hour, my good friend and colleague, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Very much an honor to be able to welcome a gentleman who is making his debut appearance on our syndicated broadcast this evening. His name is Wayne Allen Root. He is a man who wears many hats, an evangelist, an entrepreneur, former vice presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party. He is a media personality, to say the least. As a political commentator, he has served as a NBC host, an anchorman, a columnist, a commentator for FoxNews.com, and just really makes the rounds quite regularly on all of the major television and talk radio shows. His bio, well, to read it would take the remainder of the hour, so let's just go ahead and welcome our featured guest, Mr. Wayne Allen Root. Mr. Root, great to have you tonight.
Hey, great to be on, James and Eddie, and I'll tell you what, the best way to introduce me is a capitalist evangelist and the author of a national bestseller, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, and it shows you how to survive the guy who I think is the worst president in American history, out to destroy our country, destroy our heritage, destroy Judeo-Christian values, destroy capitalism, destroy everything in this world that I believe in, Barack Obama, and that's why I wrote The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide.
Folks, write it down, go get it, and for more information, I want to be sure to get this out at least a couple of times, rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com. All right, Eddie Bombardier Miller, this interview is your baby, so I'm going to turn it over to you, my friend.
Well, good afternoon there, Mr. Wayne Allen Root. It's a pleasure to talk to you. What attracted me to you right off the bat amongst, you know, the many things, your many accomplishments? I saw that you had written an article entitled The Latest on the IRS Scandals, and I would like to tell you to get you to tell the audience about that article, and then I'll chime in once you get going.
Well, basically the context of the article, James and Eddie, is that our entire country's been taken over by government employees. And the IRS has been the leading factor in that. Barack Obama literally asked, in my opinion, and his administration asked the IRS to take over the 2012 election. If you go back to 2010, the Tea Party was the most powerful political force in not only all of America, but in modern political history. Tea Party won more House seats, more Senate seats, more governorships, and more state legislative seats and legislatures than any time in the history of America. That was how strong the hatred was for the policies of Barack Obama. And that was in 2010. And suddenly, 2 years later, the national news media and the Democrats and Obama want all of us to believe that that was all gone? Really? Why would it be gone? If anything, it would have been much stronger, the chance to defeat Obama. But they knew that they had to stop the Tea Party. And there have been literally dozens and dozens of emails now released by IRS officials, and Lewis Lerner in particular, proving that they knew exactly what they were doing, and they were trying to destroy the Tea Party and distract the Tea Party and devise plans to kill all the energy of the Tea Party, stop them from raising money, stop them from having great energy by distracting them, by refusing to give them their charitable designation by the government so they could collect tax-deductible donations, by asking them ridiculous questions. What are your Facebook posts, every one of them? What are the prayers your people say at your meetings? Who are the leaders of your organization? And suddenly all of them get audited. A guy like me, who isn't even a Tea Party leader, but I'm one of the most outspoken conservative activists in America and probably the most outspoken anti-Obama activist in America, suddenly I was the subject of two massive IRS audits that kept me busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and almost bankrupted me. So, of course, the energy was gone in 2012, and what that means is several million votes were lost, several hundred million dollars was never collected in donations, and Barack Obama was reelected president to help government employees who helped elect him, and basically, they bribed him, now he's going to bribe them back and give them ridiculous salaries, bloated salaries, obscene pensions, lifetime jobs that can never be fired, give their unions more power, and the entire Obamacare, which is 17% of the American economy, over to the Internal Revenue Service to oversee. It had thousands of new IRS agents, protect their pensions, and make their union more powerful. This is what happened, guys. The IRS stole the election at the orders of Barack Obama, and the average American doesn't have a clue what's just happened. It's a hijacking of the United States government and electoral system.
Mr. Root, I really, really appreciate your passion. It's truly inspiring, and I had not yet learned of your suffering with regards to your own experiences with the IRS. Eddie the Bombardier Miller can certainly share some stories with you about that, perhaps off air. But I read a passage that you had written, I believe, and I can't quote it directly because it's not sitting in front of me here in the studio, but you talked about the fact that the American voters apparently didn't get enough punishment during the first term of Obama, and they not only came out and reelected him, but enthusiastically reelected him. What does it say about a country whose people would reelect a man in an administration that uses third world thug tactics to target their political opposition? This is something that's really unprecedented, at least in this scope and scale.
Well, I'll tell you what it says. It says that we've been dumbed down. I mean, I don't know if you see on the internet the amazing variety and diversity of interviews of people going out with, you know, with a microphone and a video camera and stopping American voters on the street and just saying, hey, what party's Obama from? And 90% of the people they meet don't even know the word Democrat. And then they ask them, you know, what does Obama believe in? They have no idea. They ask him, is Obama conservative? Yes. They ask him, is he against abortion? Yes. They ask him, is he against gay rights? Yes.
Yep.
Who'd you vote for? Obama. People are idiots. There's no other way to say it.
Well,
and idiots reelected Barack Obama.
No, listen. I mean, you just nailed it. I mean, there really isn't a really scholarly assessment that you can give to that question because that.
But wait. Let me just break in. I just want to break in and say one thing.
Yeah, sure.
So I just told you how government employees, principally the IRS, hijacked the entire American election system and the American presidency in the election of 2012. Now I'm going to tell you why, and it's because of what we just said. They've dumbed down the voters. Who did that? The teachers' union. So it's unions that hijacked the election, and it's unions that hijacked the education system and made the average voter dumb in the last 30 years since the American people voted Reagan in a landslide over Carter. Now you go 30 years later, and it was the same election all over again. Obama was Jimmy Carter, and Reagan is Mitt Romney in so many ways, and the economy was exactly the same, and the job picture exactly the same, and the decline of America and the sad negative feeling in the air the same. If we had reelected Jimmy Carter, America wouldn't be here today. We would have been literally destroyed. And we just reelected Jimmy Carter. His name is Barack Obama.
Well, I definitely agree with you on I guess it would be polite and kind to call the American voting public stupid and dumb, because you're on the right program. Let me tell you that we have covered that. It's almost you'd laugh if it wasn't something that would make you cry. And it is to see how far gone the American public is. And we've run some of those videos, those man on the street interviews on our website and on this program. It really almost defies belief that people could be that disconnected from the American political system and have that little knowledge, but still go in and have a vote that is equal to those of us who actually care enough about this country to follow what's happening. We got to take a break, folks. We got one more segment with the dynamic Wayne Allen Root right after this.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale, on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Welcome back, Mr. Wayne Allen Root. What a pleasure to have you on tonight. Our chief host here, James, is really excited. I hadn't seen him so excited in many a moon. I would like to chime in, too. You know, as much as I dislike Obama, he certainly is not the only president to ever use the IRS goons to sick on his enemies. We're going all the way back to FDR, Bill Clinton. You know, I think of Congressman James Traficant, who we had the IRS sicked on him. There's been many of them.
Let me give you the worst one, by the way. Richard Nixon, a Republican.
Correct.
And,
yeah.
And what's interesting is very few people remember. It was so many years ago. This was 1972, so 82, 92, 2002. 40 years ago, Richard Nixon was facing impeachment, and that forced him to resign the presidency of the United States. And the articles of impeachment were, number one, Watergate, a third-rate burglary, and number two, very few people remember this, number two article of impeachment, using the IRS to silence his political opposition, to damage free speech, and to intimidate his opponents. That's the exact thing that Obama's done, except so much more widespread. In those days, it wasn't, you know, an entire IRS conspiracy. It was Nixon asking him to go after a few people. I think I'm one of thousands of people. We all know he went after Carson. What is it, Dr. Carson? Is it Benjamin Carson, I believe it is? Now we know who spoke up against Obama at the prayer breakfast.
And how about Frank Church, Senator Frank Church?
Senator Church, how about you know, the tons of Tea Parties? You're talking about hundreds of organizations. How about the pro-Constitution groups across the country? How about the pro-Israel groups across the country? Can you imagine if a Southern white Republican chose to go after Jews, Jewish groups? Can you imagine the outcry in America? My God, they'd be comparing it to Nazi Germany. But it's a fact that Obama went after pro-Israel Jewish groups. Of course, that's a very important distinction. He didn't go after Jewish groups. Most of them are Democrat. He went after pro-Israel conservative Jewish groups. He singled out people, obviously, for their religious beliefs. And yet the media's not saying a word. And there's the problem, folks. It's a whole chapter in my book called The Banana Republic that we've become. and it's the fact that the media loves King Obama. They think he's the American idol. He's the Messiah, and they never say anything bad about him, and that's why the American people are dumbed down. They don't know what's happening because the media will not report it.
Mr. Wayne, I'd like to chime in. I would just like to say one thing. I don't think a lot of the American people are that dumb because I submit to you, and I'm talking about corporate welfare and individual welfare people in the United States. They know if you take all these, what are there millions of government workers? And I was just telling James at the break that the NEA, the National Education Association, they are not going to bite, in my humble opinion, they are not going to bite the hand that feeds them, because these government workers, the millionaire corporate welfares, the poor welfare people, they are not going to bite the hand. They are not going to go against the government, no matter how much they agree with us on abortion, on a Christianity, on the closed borders, on the strong economic system, on the strong education system. When it comes to the bottom line, which is always the almighty dollar and the bread, they're not going to kick out the bread delivery man. I mean, that's...
Right. Well, I think it's literally a combination. Let's call it the triad, the triple crown. And the triad is, number one, dumbed down from the education system. That's not everybody. Government employees are pretty darn smart. So it's not everybody, but a lot of Obama voters are just plain dumb, ignorant, uneducated, low information, whatever word you want to use. Then it's a combination of media. The media keeps people in the dark. It's media complicity with Obama in taking over the country, because they're basically a bunch of communists in the media. And I know that because I went to Columbia University with Barack Obama. I graduated on the same day, same class, same major, pre-law, political science, Columbia. And all our classmates are in the media or government, and they were all communists then. They said it. They went to Communist Party meetings when I was going to Columbia. So the media is a takeover of this country. They're assisting Obama in destroying capitalism in this country. So it's number one, dumbed down. Number two, media. Number three, exactly what you just said. It's bribery, either people who are getting checks from the government or people that work directly for the government. There's 22 million government employees, and they're the ones who hijacked the government, and they're not dumb. They're smart people, and they hijack the government to make sure that the gravy train keeps going.
You know, Wayne, I wish we had another hour. You've hit a lot of hot buttons for me and James both. I once read a book, one of the most important books that I've ever read, and had an influence on me, called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. And it talks about the Welch investigation. There was two investigations, one in the 30s, one in the 50s, about the foundations, their power and influence. And what they came, and they were sabotaged from the get-go, from day one, by the powers that be. But what they came, the conclusion they came to was that the foundations, the tax-free foundations, namely the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, they were instructed to use their billions of dollars to devise a system to merge the United States in with the Soviet Union. And they used the millions and millions of dollars to fund these professors, like you went to for Columbia University, to University of Memphis here, University of Tennessee. You can go to Dalton, Georgia Community College. I don't care where you go. But if you have five professors in the arts and sciences departments, they're going to be getting money because they have endless money from these foundations. And they're going to get money from these foundations. And they preach that communist crap. And they brainwash all these young kids in school thinking communism is a wonderful idea. I'd like to get your view on that.
Oh, I agree 100%. Listen, here's the thing you got to know. Because I graduated the same day as Barack Obama, same school, same class, same major, same everything, I knew all the kids in that little clique, that little circle, intricately. I know the way Obama thinks like the back of my hand. And when we used to go to Columbia University, do you know what people talked about 24 hours a day the whole 4 years I was there? Kicking what? Down America, destroying capitalism, bringing the system down, bankrupting all the business owners, and they all blamed it on inequality and unfairness and racism. America's a racist nation, they said, and black people and Hispanic people are held back, and it's white people in power, and we got to bring them down and destroy them. And they even had a plan to do it. You know what the plan was called? Cloward Piven. It was Richard Cloward and Francis Piven, a husband-wife professor team from Columbia, who preached that, number one, you could make America a communist nation only from within. Russia couldn't do it, China couldn't do it, Cuba couldn't do it, North Korea can't do it. Only can be done by getting a handsome candidate who wears beautiful suits and has a law degree and acts like a moderate and never admits he's a communist and tells people he's for the middle class and then destroys the country. And how does he destroy? And does that sound like Obama? And then how does he destroy the country? By overwhelming the system with spending, entitlements, and debt. The exact game plan Obama's using to destroy American capitalism. I laid it all out in my book, my new book, a national bestseller, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. It's happening right now. That's the kind of communist crap that they teach in colleges. They're doing it now, but they did it 30 years ago just as much as now, and they brainwash the kids, and those kids go on into government, media, and law. Those are the three places you find all the people rooting America: lawyers, journalists in the media, and most importantly, government. That's who ruins America, and they're taking it away from us, folks, and we better fight back. I got some solutions. Get the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide.
All right, let me ask you this, Mr. Root. We only have seconds remaining. Two questions. Number one, where can people get the book?
Well, number one, you go to Amazon.com. That's the easiest place. And in the whole country, by the way, it's the third best-selling conservative book for the last year. I've only been beaten by Bill O'Reilly and Mark Levin. So that's really good company. I'm really proud of that fact. And I want to thank everyone out there who made it a big hit. But you can buy The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide at Amazon.com, any fine bookstore, or you can find out more about it at my website, root4america.com.
Well, we'd like to have you back for a follow-up interview to talk about solutions. Let me ask you this, though. Final question, yes or no answer will do. Did they succeed, that Columbia plan to instill communism? Did it succeed? Has it run its course?
No, it hasn't run its course completely yet, but it's certainly very close. We're right at the precipice of the end of America as we know it and the end of capitalism. It's close. Obama should finish it in the next 3 years unless we have a major uprising. So, folks, you better fight like we're cornered wolverines.
I love it. I love it. All right, Mr. Root, let's have you back for follow-up. We'll talk solutions, but thanks for giving us your time this evening. Great interview.
You got it. God bless America.
God bless you. Wayne Allen Root, everybody. That is a gentleman that Eddie the Bombardier Miller located, targeted, and invited onto the show, and we were glad to have him. Disagreed with him on just one thing. It was an important...
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, The Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips.
There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I did a Keith Alexander there and kept talking right on into the commercial break without ever stopping, and sometimes that happens in live radio. We get fired up and carried away. Listen, great guest. Wayne Allen Root, great guest. Glad to have had him appeared. To have him appear, rather, on the show. What he said that I disagreed with to an extent, and it depends on the context, he said that pro-Israel groups have also been targeted by the IRS. And, of course, I have not seen that to be the case. But he is right in, for instance, that they targeted the groups not because they were pro-Israel, but because they were Republican groups, Republican pro-Israel groups. So there were some pro-Israel groups or Republican groups that were pro-Israel, neocon groups that were pro-Israel that were Republicans rather than Democrats, and that's why they were targeted, not because they were pro-Israel, because of course it is the cause du jour to be pro-Israel. I don't want you to think we're getting schizophrenic here on the cesspool, and we very well may have a different foreign policy than Mr. Root or different views on foreign policy, but you know, the thing about it is we can never allow the perfect to be the enemy of the good. That man was an incredible guest and an incredibly big score for us. This man is a very regular guest on the biggest shows in the country. I think he was just on Glenn Beck a few days ago. So he's on Savage Nation all the time. Listen, Wayne Root's a pro's pro. He might not agree with us on all the issues. I think it would be safe to say that he probably doesn't if you keep on picking at the scab and digging deeper. But we agree with him on more than we disagree with. He's a great guest. Glad to have him on, and he is an inside source. I mean, this is a man who is Jewish. We've had Jewish guests on before, certainly, Brother Nathaniel, Paul Gottfried, and a collection of others. We have a lot in agreement with this guy, so we wanted to have him on. He is a Jew that was born Jewish, rather, and converted to Christianity, sort of like Brother Nathaniel. But even if he hadn't converted to Christianity and he's solid on all these issues, we would certainly still have him on. But because he is Jewish, he very well may have a different view on foreign policy than we do. That's the point I'm getting at. But either way you slice it, I've probably spoken too much about it to offer too much of a information to clarify. But we hope to have him back. I can tell you that much. And I hope you buy his book. I think there'd be a lot of good things to read in that. And anyway, that's all I got to say about that. Now, Pappy, this is your hour. So what do you got for us, Bombardier Eddie?
Okay, let's come back and listen. James hit one of my buttons, and I will have to say, people accuse us of being anti-Semitic, hating Jews. We don't. Mr. Wayne Allen Root is, like, I'm not going to say he's up to a Paul or a Peter, but we have said here all along that, and I've said, you've heard me say this once, you've heard me say it 1,000 times, people, I don't care if you're Jewish, if you're Hindu, Shinto, Maoist, Taoist. That knee is going to have to bow to Jesus Christ Almighty, or you're not going to get salvation. Mr. Wayne Allen Root is a perfect example, and I consider him my Christian brother, James, because he has converted to Judaism, just like all the apostles, except there was one of them. I think it was, I can't remember who it was. It was the doctor, the good doctor of the apostle, Luke. I think Luke was a Gentile, but he converted to Christianity. He's on our side. He's a Christian. That's what we've been saying all along. He realized that he bent his knee. A second thing, now here's my solution. Here's my solution to all this IRS crap. One word, abolish it. You have to abolish the IRS. You people have heard me say it 100 times. We have to take the money away from the money changers. The same money changers that Jesus Christ himself ran out of the temples 2,000 years ago, they're the same people in the same nest of vipers that are in control right now. I don't know what it takes to get rid of them. But as long as they print that money, this fiat money, and just print out of midair, they buy the whole world. They bought the Congress. They bought the Democrats. They bought the Republicans. There's no difference in the Republicans and the Democrats. That's probably one of the few areas I would slightly disagree with Mr. Wayne Allen Root, because he was a libertarian, but he went back to the GOP. Maybe he thinks he can work within, but I'll just hammer it home one more time. Until we can get rid of the IRS and take the money away from the bankers and put it back in the hands of we the people in the Constitution like we're supposed to have done in the first place, we will never, ever, ever have equality. We will never have any liberty in this country once again, James.
Eddie, you're spot on, and as you mentioned, anybody that bends a knee is our brother in Christ. That's not to say, and certainly no one talks more about some of the deficiencies in the church and some of the apostasy that has gotten into the church than you, Eddie. And certainly we talk about our disappointment in a lot of the secularization of the church, the worship of Israel, the worship of diversity, as opposed to the glorification of Christ that sometimes manifests itself in even our Southern Baptist churches. So, yeah, you can be a Christian and be our brother in Christ and still be very upsetting to us politically, and we're going to continue to hold our Christian brothers to the fire in that regard. And certainly, you know, we can have somebody like Wayne Allen Root on it and still not be inconsistent with our pro-white nature of this show. This is the signature of this show, and that's never going to change. By the way, number four right now. Number four, I've been monitoring this since a listener turned me on to it about a month ago. Our ratings, as far as all of the live shows that are streaming online right now. In the month that I've been monitoring this, I believe it was 3 weeks ago, we peaked at number six. Now, we've broken into the top 10 in each of the last 4 weeks, getting as high as 8 or 9 or 10. And again, we peaked at number six 3 weeks ago. Right now, we are the fourth most listened to show online in the country, according to TalkStream Live, which audits this these statistics and listen the size of audience. Folks, the fourth, number four, ahead of many, many well-known talkers. This is what we are building here together, with no retreat, no surrender, no apology. Think of all the people who got to hear. Now, Wayne Allen Root's been on a lot of shows. But think of the people who got to hear Ted Pike and Mark Weber tonight. Now, these are guys that don't get invited on to shows like Glenn Beck and O'Reilly and Savage because, God forbid, they be controversial, just like we are. That's why I don't get invited on a lot of shows anymore. I'm not on CNN three times a month anymore like I was in 2007. But nevertheless, there are principles to which we are beholden, and we will never back down from the issues of race and Jewish power and influence. Doesn't mean that every guest we have on agrees with us on all that, nor do we agree with them. Doesn't matter. We can still work with them on the areas that we do agree without retreat, surrender, or apology. But number four right now on TalkStream Live, folks, I keep saying it because you cannot possibly overstate how much of an accomplishment that is. What we're doing here together, people are tuning in and hearing this message, a message that they will not get anywhere else except for this network and on this program, a network that allows us to have pride in who we are, pride in our ancestry, pride in our culture, to be the one show, the one network on the mainstream airwaves that advocates for European Americans explicitly, that talks about the taboo issue of Jewish power and influence. This is the political cesspool. We do it with love in our hearts. People are free to disagree with us and call us all sorts of names. God knows they do quite often. But we do have freedom of speech, and we're practicing in it. And we're talking to a lot more people than just ourselves, I can tell you that. And it's something that we've done together, folks.
James, I don't want to pound Ruth to death, but I'd just like to come back and emphasize how big a guest this guy is. James, did you know, I don't know if you know or not, but he was a former CNBC host and anchorman. He was that. Listen, he was a columnist and commentator for FoxNews.com. He has his own talk show, as you well mentioned. And not only that, James, I don't know if I told you this or not, but he is currently the vice chairman of the Conservative Caucus in Washington, D.C. That's the kind of guy Wayne Root is. And I would like to repeat one more time, people. I don't care if the guy is Jewish, his heritage is Jewish. Listen, my favorite hero in the Bible, the Apostle Paul, the great Apostle, probably the greatest history in Christian history, he was a Jew. He's my hero. And I'll tell anybody that, and I don't care who doesn't like it. He is a Christian. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a Christian. Now, I'm going to ask the church, my Baptist church, a question through James Edwards right here. He's going to be our church. I'm going to ask James Edwards, I'm going to pretend like he's the Southern Baptist Convention and Pastor John Hagee. John Hagee pretty well leans to the point that if you're a Jew, that you do not have to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. James, did this Wayne Allyn Root, did he waste his time becoming a Christian?
Well, according to John Hagee, he did. John Hagee says that Jews have a separate deal with God than the rest of us, and that they will go to heaven regardless of what they do, which is a good thing for them if that's true, because the most of what they do is so vehemently anti-Christ and anti-Christian. You know, I wish everyone, even if they do disagree with us, like I'm sure Root does on foreign policy with regards to Israel, I wish all Jews would become Christians, because if they did, it would at least tone down on the anti-Christian hatred aspect of it all. Listen, I mean, if it's, you know, it just goes without saying, but no, yeah, so yeah, it was, he went an extra step to hedge his bet, I guess, according to Hagee, but anyway, we're going to get off that and talk about some different topics here to close out the show. Stay tuned, everybody.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. The number again, 801-216-4816.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, I got something really powerful to read to you to close out the show tonight. I was actually going to sit on this until next week's show, and I might read it again next week, but it really goes into line with some of the things me and Eddie were talking about in that last segment with our certainly our love for Christianity as the religion of our fathers and as the religion of the West for the last many centuries. But we certainly have problems with modern day Christianity in many, many ways. This is a great example. There is a group of Christians, so-called Christians, called the I'm Sorry Brigade. And they go to these gay pride parades, and it's, you know, regardless of what you think about gay pride parades, and of course we think that they're obnoxious and grotesque, the I'm Sorry Brigade has cranked tolerance to a new level that is nauseating to everyone. Basically, it's a group of so-called Christians that go to gay pride parades, and they get along the street, and they wear T-shirts that say, I'm sorry, and they hold signs that say, I'm sorry for how the church has treated you. I used to be a bigot. I'm sorry. I used to be a Bible-banging bigot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for how the church has hurt you, et cetera, et cetera. But while still claiming to be Christians, mind you.
They're not.
And this is an article that was written about these types of so-called Christians that is just phenomenal. Given the message on their signs, their approach, and their method, I can't help but conclude that this gospel was a self-serving promotion, the likes of look over me, but don't overlook me. Notice we didn't hear from this professing Christian. We heard nothing about Jesus Christ from these so-called Christians at the gay pride parades or the homosexual. And listen, let's not let homosexuals hijack a word that means happy. There's nothing gay about homosexuality. All right. But these Christians go there and they apologize for their faith. They mention nothing about cross or Jesus Christ, the cross, salvation, the grace of God, forgiveness, redemption, the sin, or the Savior. All they talk about is acceptance and reconciliation with homosexuals. As A.W. Tozer put it, religion today is not transforming people. Rather, it is being transformed by people. It is not raising the moral level of society. It is descending to society's level and in congratulating itself that it has scored a victory because society is smilingly accepting its surrender. That is a powerful passage. That should be something that ought to be quoted all the time. Christ warned that all those, this is something that I want my audience to remember, particularly those in my audience who are Christians. Christ warned that all those who live godly will suffer persecution, and that if the world hated him, that they will certainly hate us. Tell me, is there anything about the false gospel of the I'm Sorry Brigade's version of Christianity that would suggest that type of reprisal falling on their heads? Absolutely not. The word is tolerance, writes Dorothy Sayers, but in hell, tolerance is called despair. And I want you to listen to what she writes about tolerance. She writes that tolerance is the sin that believes in nothing, cares for nothing, seeks to know nothing, interferes with nothing, enjoys nothing, hates nothing, finds purpose in nothing, lives for nothing, and remains alive only because there is nothing for which it will die. That's what tolerance is. Now, that's powerful stuff. And I can't say the same for the pathetic souls of the I'm Sorry Brigade, so-called Christians who go and seek the forgiveness of homosexuality, homosexuals, because of their faith, a faith that righteously condemns the sin of sodomy. They need to be preaching repentance at these homosexual pride parades, not apologizing for the word of God. I got to read this one thing about tolerance again, though, and I'm going to toss it over to Eddie. Tolerance believes in nothing, cares for nothing, knows nothing, interferes with nothing, enjoys nothing, hates nothing, finds purpose in nothing, lives for nothing, and remains alive only because there is nothing for which it will die. That is someone, and Aristotle said that tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. And then, of course, there was Sutton Gibson, who we quote all the time in saying that we have this new world now where the intolerant critic of intolerable evil is evil. In other words, if you are intolerant towards sin, you are evil in today's society. pretty philosophical stuff here for the political cesspool. But listen, those quotes that I read to you in the entire article itself, along with the picture of the I'm Sorry Brigade, you'll get to see what these creeps look like, will be posted on the website on Monday. On Monday. And the title of the article is Intolerance is the Real Virtue.
What they're doing is, it'd be like you're going to a river and you see one of your brothers in a river and you throw him a little piece of lead to hold on to instead of a life preserver, because they should be, like you said, James, they should be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But instead, I believe that a lot of ministers say that we're probably in what in Christ in the Revelation said, I think the great falling away, the great blasphemy, the whore of Babylon, which the mainstream church is becoming rapidly, James. We have a few minutes left. I would like to try to address a friend of mine. I've never seen her, but I know she's a fellow runner. I'll just call her name Kelly. I'm not going to mention her last name. She talked about, I saw on Facebook a while back, James. She said she was so proud she voted. If you don't vote, you have no right to complain. You know, well, I would like to tell Miss Kelly, I'm 66 years old, Miss Kelly, and I've been in this business probably before your mother was born. And I can tell you flat out, I don't know how to make it any kinder. You're just plain ignorant because you haven't researched things like we have here. You know, you spend your time running and playing volleyball. God knows I love to run too. But I would just like to point out to you that the last several elections, I would just like to give one, like when JFK ran against Nixon. Everyone in the movement knows that Richard Nixon really won the election, but Joseph Kennedy, the big millionaire he was, made a deal with the mafia dons in Chicago. They stole the election. That's common knowledge. They made Nixon a deal he couldn't refuse. He could either go along with it or they would have his brains on the piece of paper, just like Don Corleone said. Listen, as long as we have electronic voting machines, Kelly, we are never going to have another fair election in this country. I've listened to expert after expert after expert from places like Diebold to make these big voting machines, and they'll tell you these voting machines are controlled. They can control it from the parking lot. They can control it from the satellites. Barack Obama stole the election. The election, the mainstream Republican Party shut out Congressman Ron Paul in several states, stole them. I can tell you, and you're talking about you nominated your daddy. Well, that's great that you love your daddy. But let me tell you what. Me, James Edwards, and Austin Farley have been involved in an election or two ourselves, and we watched when Austin Farley was running for representative in the state of Tennessee, I believe it was district number 7. We watched in the news, and we were doing really well. We weren't leading, but we were pretty close to the leader. We went to a news break, and we lost like 75% of our votes. This theft goes on. It's rampant. Let me tell you something else. You said you've nominated your daddy for office. Well, that's great. But you know what? I don't know any single person in the United States. I don't know anybody I've ever known that nominated a presidential candidate that had any pull whatsoever. We have the mainstream Republican and GOP monopoly, the duopoly, and they completely control the nomination and the voting process. You're not going to get anybody in there that's not mainstream. I don't care what you do. Until we eliminate this stranglehold that the mainstream GOP and Democratic parties have on the system. And also, like I said earlier, Kelly, until we get the money out of this system, until we get rid of the Federal Reserve and these big international bankers that own, I'm telling you what, Kelly, flat out, Washington, D.C. is a nest of vipers. They're a bunch of prostitutes, and they take their marching orders from the international bankers and own them. I'm going to tell you what. 80% of the people in the United States, Kelly, want the Mexican borders closed. 80%, 90% of the people in the United States voted against NAFTA. They voted against GATT. They voted against the North American Union. Guess what? We still have all that crap, Kelly. Your vote means nothing. What do you say?
And they also stand against Obamacare right now. And this is something I was talking about earlier this week when I was being interviewed for another program. America today would look no different than the America that existed in a much more healthy state in 1954 if it were left to a vote of the people. All of the changes that have come in America, all of the radical egalitarian changes, all of the changes that have
destroyed America from within have all come not from the vote of the people, not from the will of the majority, but from black robe tyrants either sitting on the Supreme Court or on some of the circuits courts across the country. All of the change from homosexual marriage to forced integration to abortion, you name it, none of that stuff would have been voted in by the people. All forced upon the people by a handful of folks, literally a handful, that believe they know far better than we do. And so that's really, even if the elections weren't rigged, it wouldn't matter because you're not going to be able to change anything that the Supreme Court doesn't want. Eddie, we got just seconds remaining.
I'll just say, Kelly, I love you, sister. We're over. God bless you, folks. I'm sorry we went out of time, but if anybody's listening, make sure next time you vote, make sure you get your purple, your thumb purple like the Iraqis did.
We gotta go, everybody. We love you. On behalf of my staff and crew here and in Utah, I'm James Edwards. Good night. God bless you. Talk to you next Saturday.